one of my key priorities is to really get people to understand where the Cattle Council fits into the entire representative structure. So we are the peak industry body for the entire Australian cattle industry. So our membership is drawn from the different state farming organisations and direct members and the like. But I think more significantly, we are the direct contact for the producers in regards to advocating for their industry. So we lead the policy, we lead the advocacy, and in doing so, we then set the agenda for Meat and Livestock Australia, along with the other red meat bodies, Sheep Meat Council, Goat Industry Council, and Live Exporters. And then through them, so they collect the levy, but we're the ones who represent the growers, and so then we provide the direction to the MLA. So we work very closely with the MLA, and that they're the ones who do the heavy lifting in the R&D and marketing space, and our job is to promote the industry at a national level, domestically and internationally.
You've been meeting with pastoralists today in the Kimberley and Pilbara. What sort of issues or questions have they raised with you?
Look, live exports, obviously, a perennial issue over here. Look, it's a good question because everyone's pretty happy at the moment, to be honest.
Well, we're standing here with a thunderstorm not far away, so there's good rain, the prices are still all right. Might have been a bit of a different case another time of the year.
Exactly, and it is a little bit of a fear of mine, is that people are always happy when they're making money, but you know, when the market softens, which it inevitably will to a degree, I don't think it will drop back to previous levels. I think over the last 10 years, the market's probably been a bit behind other protein commodities, and now it's caught up. In regards to issues, I guess the key one is the long-term sustainability and making sure that the industry is as best prepared as they can be to ride the peaks and troughs.
So what role can you play then in helping with that?
Well, the key thing is that we are the conduit to government in regards to the policy settings and ensuring that we can create the best policy legislative environment that the industry can operate in. And you know, that obviously a key issue at the moment, things like land tenure and the like. So we're the voice that goes to at a federal level. Now, you have state bodies who represent at a state level, we're at a federal level, but we're also extremely focused on supporting our state sector body commodity friends as well. Really, our role is to be the voice, and not just at a political level, but also just to promote the positive message that is the Australian beef industry.
Do you think the Cattle Council has represented the producers of the North historically?
It's a good question. I think it has always tried its best to, but look, there's a long history, like over the last 5 years, that there's been an incredible amount of discussion and debate about the Cattle Council and its role, its funding, its activities. Look, I guess all I can really say is that regardless of people's perceptions from the past, we're moving forward. I do have a personal passion for the northern industry in particular, even though I'm a southern bloke. I spent quite a bit of time working up here as a young bloke. But also that the North, and as we've seen today, is just so much potential up here to be even more than it is now. And to meet with producers today who are tapping into that, and so at the beginning others are quite developed, I just think it's a very exciting time, and Australia will just continue to grow and grow. And I think the northern sector will play a very influential role in that.
While you've been in Western Australia, you've also met with WA Farmers, the Pasture and Grazers Association, the Kimberley and Pilbara Cattlemen's Association. How do you think they're all working together? What did you observe?
What I observed, because look, at WA, you certainly couldn't argue that it's not represented by having essentially now three bodies that can represent the cattle sector. They all do run the common themes and the common issues. So whilst other states sort of tend to operate through one body, WA is a bit unique like that. However, as long as they're singing the same message, then it doesn't really matter how they do it, because the fundamental issue that in getting something addressed is unity. So have separate organisations, but just sing from the same song sheet. That's the key thing I really would have to reinforce. And that's been our message to everybody as well. And it's been great to hear everybody say that they're on board.